For music fans in Philadelphia, the October Revolution begins tonight. WHYY's Kimberly Haas has a preview of the relatively new Festival of Jazz and Contemporary Music, which features the work of many female artists this year.
It's the second time around for the October Revolution. This year's lineup looks forward with both new and established musicians, and also will give a nod to iconic figures of the past. Tribute concerts are planned for pianist Muhal Richard Abrams, who passed away last year, and for two other artists with Philadelphia ties, the legendary Hassan and Alice Coltrane. For many jazz fans, Coltrane's claim to fame lay with her work as a pianist with her husband, saxophonist John Coltrane. Prior to his death in 1967, the couple had begun expressing a new spirituality in their music.
Some of the snarkier jazz people go like, oh, she ruined John Coltrane with that spiritual stuff.
Anthony Elms is chief curator at Penn's Institute of Contemporary Art. Their current exhibit by filmmaker Colleen Smith includes an homage to Alice Coltrane.
She sort of gets, you know, swashed with like a kind of Yoko Ono kind of brush sometimes. But they were developing a spiritual interest together.
Alice Coltrane retreated from the jazz world both musically and physically, founding an ashram and writing devotional music. Her daughter, Michelle, is part of a group of singers who will perform chants they learned from her mother over the years.
What we will be doing is an offering. I kind of call it a pop-up ashram.
There's an expansive feel to the music being presented in the October Revolution, with a wide range of instrumentation. Besides classic jazz instruments like saxophones and trumpets, there's also a string trio and pipe organ. That broader instrumental palette has increased the number of women in the festival lineup. Female players traditionally have gravitated to flute, strings, and harp, which didn't figure heavily in the classic jazz repertoire. Flautist Nicole Mitchell will perform on Saturday with her Tiger Trio, along with pianist Myra Melford and bassist Joelle Leandre. But she recalls how, early in her career, her choice of instrument limited her opportunities.
There wasn't necessarily a great interest in hiring a flute player as a side person. Being a woman and also playing the flute, I think, made it challenging for me to start out like a lot of people start out, being a side person in other people's groups. So I was really compelled to have to start my own group to hear my music and to have enough opportunities to play.
Mark Christman, director of Ars Nova Workshop, which is presenting the festival with Fringe Arts, says the event aims to break through musical boundaries.
In today's world, terms like jazz and classical and what have you are very limiting. And the arts that we present really go well beyond these sorts of definitions. Lots of visionary ideas and real innovative thinking on the stage.
Terrell Stafford, who heads up Temple University's Jazz Studies program, believes the audience is ready.
I mean, I think the listener's palette is expanding, and that's because of great musicians are putting their music out there, and that attracts everyone.
The October Revolution of Jazz and Contemporary Music starts this evening and runs through Sunday at Fringe Arts and other locations. Kimberly Haas, WHYY News.